Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC. It's time for our Friday market update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, we had a nice bump in the markets yesterday. Before we talk about the markets, and we'll update the dead cat bounce here in just a moment as well, but are the beans pretty much all done in your neck of the woods?
There's quite a few people still just got a day or two. There's a lot of other people that have finished up a couple of days ago. So I guess in my own case, we finished day before yesterday. I feel pretty good about that because we had a nice rain. So I went to a small town south of Lincoln for some combine repairs day before yesterday. And there's still quite a few beans out, but looks like another couple of days will pretty well get them.
No doubt about it. And then we'll be able to go full bore on the corn. I know some guys are waiting for that to dry down a little bit more, too. But nonetheless, looks like we get another window here to do some of that harvesting. What about the window on the dead cat bounce? Let's update that. And again, very strong dead cat bounce this season, huh?
Really has been. Before we get into that, I'm just going to tell you that my corn tested 15.3 moisture, which is just about perfect. So we're not seeing any reason to slow down in the harvest. Now, the dead cat bounce, we passed the minimum of 10 days and 35 cents a couple weeks back, and then we passed the minimum 15 cents and 50 cents over the harvest low. And the close on the market Thursday afternoon was 30 cents higher for November and January futures. So that put us up in the neighborhood of 80 to 90 cents over the harvest low. I'd say I don't generally make it advice, but for people that are either selling off a combine or for people who are intending to go to directly to the elevator to price soybeans, here's an opportunity. We got between 80 and 90 cents, as I said, and it's out there to be had if you want it.
Now, the interesting thing about the dead cat bounce, you said so far, that has mainly all come from a futures bounce. We haven't seen a whole lot of moving basis yet, huh?
That's right. This has been a really unusual year for the dead cat bounce from the standpoint of basis, because usually you'll see a basis improvement of maybe 20 or 30 cents as the harvest progresses. This year, the most basis improvement I've seen in the charting that I do has been 2 or 3 cents, and that doesn't reflect certainly very much demand for the cash product, but yet the futures keep going up, and so it makes me wonder, is this year different, or is that cash demand and basis improvement still out there? And I got to think that at least part of it's still out there.
All right. So what do the long-term charts tell us now that we've satisfied a dead cat bounce, but we have a couple of holiday seasons coming up in November and December? What's kind of the normals? What do the long-term charts tell us through the end of the year?
Well, I just say it's very unusual to see the dead cat bounce last past the 31st of December. So, you know, here it is, middle to late October. We've still got November and December, so there's still plenty of time for the market to rally. There's no guarantee that it will. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, but it's very unusual to see it rally past December 31st. So those of you that are wanting to sell on the dead cat bounce, you've got plenty of time, but don't forget to pull the trigger.
All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you one other thing. We haven't talked about it in a while, the value corn to beans, or beans to corn, I guess. I calculated it for West Point. The ratio was 2.98 to 1. Any thoughts on that, Roy?
It's very unusual. It reflects the extremely good demand that we've had for soybeans since harvest in 2013. And everybody's anticipating when this big crop comes in, watch out below. But the big crop is coming in, and we still got prices going up, so you know, I think there's a good chance that we may rebound back into even $10 plus beans before this is all over.
And for folks that want more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right. It's always good to talk to you, Roy. Thanks much, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Look forward to it.
All right. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.